Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little, and sometimes big, storms with a cool head and a zen-like calm. Ever feel like the world's just tossing you curveballs? Like you're constantly playing whack-a-mole with stress, anxiety, and that never-ending to-do list? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And trust me, I've been there, juggling deadlines, relationship drama, and the occasional existential crisis. But then, I stumbled upon this ancient wisdom called Stoicism, and it completely changed the game. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming a robotic emotionless machine. It's about understanding them, accepting what you can't control, and focusing on what truly matters. Your thoughts, actions, and how you choose to respond to life's curveballs. It's like having an inner compass that points you towards peace, even amidst the chaos. So, if you're ready to ditch the drama, embrace serenity, and become a master of your own emotions, grab a comfy seat, because we're diving into Stoic philosophy for beginners. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey to inner peace. 1. It's all about perspective. Think of it like this. You can either see the glass as half empty or half full. It's the same situation, but your interpretation shapes your experience. Stoicism encourages us to shift our focus from external events, things we can't control, to our internal world, our thoughts, judgments, and reactions. That means choosing to view challenges as opportunities for growth instead of getting bogged down by negativity. 2. Virtue is the ultimate goal. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life is key to happiness. But what does virtue really mean? It's about cultivating qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think about it. Being kind, honest, brave, and disciplined. Those are pretty darn awesome traits, right? By striving for these virtues, we not only lead a more fulfilling life but also contribute to the well-being of others. 3. Control what you can. This is a big one. We often get caught up in trying to control everything around us, which leads to stress and frustration. Stoicism reminds us that we can only truly control our own thoughts and actions. So, focus on what's within your power, your effort, your attitude, your choices. Let go of the things you can't change and trust that things will unfold as they should. 4. Embrace discomfort. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes those downs can feel pretty rough. Stoics believe that embracing discomfort is essential for growth. When we face challenges head-on, we build resilience, learn valuable lessons, and emerge stronger on the other side. 5. Memento mori. Remember, you are mortal. This might sound a little morbid at first, but hear me out. Remembering our own mortality can actually be incredibly liberating. It helps us prioritize what truly matters in life. Spending time with loved ones, pursuing our passions, and making every moment count. Okay, let's get real for a second. Think about that last big argument you had, maybe with your partner, a friend, or even your boss. Did anything good come out of it? Probably not. We tend to hold on to anger, resentment, and frustration, letting those negative emotions fester and ruin our day. That's where Stoicism steps in. Imagine approaching that situation differently. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to pause, breathe, and consider the other person's perspective. You understand they might be stressed, have different needs, or just had a bad day. This doesn't mean you condone their behavior. It means you choose not to engage in a battle that ultimately serves no purpose. By practicing empathy and understanding, you can diffuse tense situations, build stronger relationships, and avoid unnecessary drama. That's the power of Stoicism, turning conflict into an opportunity for growth and connection. So, what did we learn today? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless. It's about cultivating emotional intelligence. It's about choosing our responses, focusing on what we can control, and living a life guided by virtue. Remember, you have the power to choose your mindset, your actions, and ultimately, your happiness. Want more? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Daily Detachment, where we explore practical tips and timeless truths for living a more fulfilling life. Until then, Stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.